Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Returning this New Year's Eve. Sensation.
Ocean of White.
The Hump Day crew talk to the DJs of Sensation. Seed Van Reel.
You've been doing some gigs in India, I believe.
Yeah, it was. I was there about 2 weeks ago. I had a tour. That was something else. It was something different.
Because it's a very different culture over there. Tell me a little bit about what it was like gigging in India.
Well, you know, at first when I flew into Mumbai or Bombay, I saw all these slums and I was literally shocked, you know, about, you know, the poverty I saw there. But getting into the city, I saw a different life. First gig, nightlife, people went nuts. I mean, seriously nuts. And, you know, even though a lot of people think it's a different kind of thing over there, it's basically, you know, what I saw in the clubs. Same thing we've got going on worldwide. I mean, the people are totally into the music. They know their stuff and love the party, you know. And the country itself was beautiful. And the people are really, like, outgoing. They go mental when they party. It was a really cool experience.
DJ Yope.
What inspired you to become a DJ?
Well, I started out very young. I'm now busy for, like, I think 15, 16 years. And the last past 8 years, it's became, like, professional. I think it was always in me, like, the music thing. So, yeah, it was a natural move for me. I started out on like teaching myself how to mix on the turntables and took it from there, really.
Now, I can imagine that you must see some pretty funny things when you're playing at some massive gigs. What's some of the funniest things you've seen?
Well, there was this guy I was playing and there was this guy approaching me like a little bit drunk. And he was like, okay, can you give me 2 beers? And I was like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I was like, take a look around you. Like, here's like beer cans or something. I don't know.
Richard Durand.
Sensation is an amazing gig to play at. Have you played at a Sensation gig before?
Yeah, I played in Poland a few months ago, and this is a way smaller gig, Sensation. I think it was one of the smaller Sensations. It's a little bit strange because actually I'm a little bit more trance DJ than a house DJ, and of course Sensation is more like a house fest. But yeah, I changed my set a little bit, you know, not too hard trance and a little bit more to house. But yeah, just it's going to be my sound. Actually, I did a few remixes of mine and just made it into house music. So it was looking forward to play.
Is it a bit of a challenge having to alter your genre a little bit?
Well, because I did the Poland Sensation already a few months ago. So and for that gig, I would change a few, you know, I changed Always the Sun, I changed Madagascar, and a little bit more in the housey stuff. So, you know, my music was not more, you know, not more trance, but more housey stuff. But yeah, I think it still got a lot of energy and a little bit harder than house, but it's not going to be, you know, a trance set. You know, I think it's also not good to do when you're playing on the house festival.
Kaz James.
Sensation this year. Is this the first Sensation gig you've been at?
No, I've played for them in Holland a few years ago, and it was pretty amazing. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to do it last year, but I couldn't do it. They asked me, and then Olga, the girl that actually puts the whole thing together from Holland, flew in from she actually flew from Amsterdam to London to get me to play, and she's like, you have to do it this year. And I'm like, alright, cool, let's do it.
So, and it's in your hometown, which is awesome.
It's in the hood, so yeah, it's the first one I've played. I always end up in Sydney New Year's Eve. I don't know how it happens, like, every year. So, and I always try and come out here every year, so for New Year's, but yeah, this year I get to play at home, so it's gonna be cool.
Thank you.
at night.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.